Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Hi. Who's this?
You don't know me, but I'm one of the custodians at your work.
Okay.
I'm calling because I need to talk with you about something very serious.
Okay.
So a few weeks ago, I just happened to notice you taking something from the office that didn't belong to you.
Look, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Can you get to the point?
I'll gladly get to the point. How about that toilet paper, huh?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that you've been stealing toilet paper from the office.
You are out of your mind. Like, you, what, this is insane. What is this?
The first time somebody's described me as insane.
I don't doubt it.
I will tell you this. I saw you the other night putting toilet paper in your duffel bag before you left the building, and you tried to walk away all innocent looking, didn't you?
Okay. Is this some kind of joke? Steve put you out to this?
You're a thief, and I followed you home.
What?
That's right. When I saw you take that toilet paper, I decided to investigate. So I followed you home.
What?
And I waited, and I waited, and I waited until it got dark, and I looked through your window and watched you put those rolls of toilet paper away, and it made me so angry.
Look, man, if this is some kind of joke, like, this is not funny anymore. You need to knock it off right now.
It stopped being funny the moment you stole toilet paper from the office. That is not your toilet paper!
Whoa, man, you need to calm down. Like, you don't know what you're talking about, obviously.
Oh, I'm very calm right now. You should see me when I lose it.
You don't sound calm. You've been pretty aggressive, and I don't appreciate it.
You are a thief, and I won't stand for it. I'm going to tell your boss that you've been stealing toilet paper for months.
Go ahead. It's toilet paper. He's not going to care about it. Nobody does. Except for you, apparently.
Oh, okay. Then you don't think he's going to care?
No, I don't. I don't think anybody will.
Okay, well then how about I burn down your house?
What?
Got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, because that's a crazy person thing to say. What the hell is wrong with you? Whoever this is, like, this is insane. This is illegal, what you're doing, and you are threatening me, and this is utter...
Oh, the thing about toilet paper, Andrew, it burns pretty easily.
Look, man, you are a full-fledged psychopath. Yeah, however you got this number, lose it.
Yes, I am a full-fledged psychopath. Full-fledged.
This is insane. You stay away from my house. You stay away from me. You do not call me.
You stay away from my toilet paper, or I'll make your life a living hell.
Just chill the f*** out. It is just toilet paper, man.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted. I just wanted you to admit it. That's all.
Fine. I took it, okay? Now, there. I admitted it. Leave me the hell alone.
Perfect. Your boss, Eric, is going to be so happy that you admitted it.
What?
Yeah, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your boss set you up. He told me that you've been taking toilet paper and wanted to mess with you.
That freaked me out.
Well, that's what happens when you steal toilet paper. You know, sometimes your house gets burned down.
I guess so.
Yeah. Also, your boss said don't take the toilet paper anymore. He was serious about that part.
Okay.
Look, but I'm being like 100% serious. He wanted me to tell you to stop taking the toilet paper, okay? So don't take it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't want you to take it anymore. Okay?
Oh.
Also, if you take it, I'll burn your house down.
Okay, I guess.
That part was a joke.
I figured that part was. But all right, if he doesn't, I can stop.
Okay.
All right.
I might just burn your house down anyway.
Right. So can I just hang up the phone now? Is that cool? Or?
Yep, it's all good, man.
Okay.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.